Yeah, yeah. Called Hawk.
During the third week in Advent, we spend time thinking about joy. From Psalm 511, we hear these words. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, so that those who love your name may exult in you.
Too often, we think joy is something big, O God. A brass band or a parade can certainly bring us joy. Just as easily and far more often, we can feel joy in a hug or a squeeze of hand. We can see joy in a smile or hear it in laughter. Help us to not overlook the simple joys that peek into our lives daily. This week in our Advent journey, open our eyes to the joy that surrounds us. Amen.
Please stand and sing with us number 234, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Joyful. affirm our faith together in our affirmation that will be on the screen. Oh, all right. Well, then, let us affirm our faith with what we know, number 881 in the back of your hymnal, the Apostles' Creed. We stand strong. We plant our tent stakes in what we believe so that as we are living our life between Sundays, we have a standard, an ethic, a value to hold all of our choices and thoughts up against. So, number 881. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Please be seated. Our time of prayer this morning is going to be a prayer for the church and the world in this high season, high holy season of Advent. When you hear me say, Lord, in your mercy, I invite all of you to join me in saying, hear our prayer. Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as Christ loves us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We offer these prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us when we pray to pray like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. When we offer up a portion of our tithes and our offerings, it is fulfilling what we just prayed on earth as in heaven. Let us pray. Gracious God, let it be so through us. May your glory be made known on earth to us and then through us for the sake of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Clayton Scarborough. I'm the director of music here at Rockwood United Methodist Church, and I'm super excited to have you all here this morning. We are presenting a cantata that we've worked up, the chancel choir here, titled Go Tell It. Already featured this morning, you've heard Dr. Joel Greenlee on the piano. You're going to hear a little bit from Elena Douglas on the trumpet. Some of you have heard her before. She's been here a couple of times. And we also have Allison Westrich, I'm sorry. Allison Westrich on the flute, our beautiful flautist. So, yeah, without further ado, this is Go Tell It.
Christmas is our opportunity to tell the whole world that Jesus has come. What an incredible story. What an amazing night. It was a night when angels filled the sky with hallelujahs, when shepherds rushed off to the manger to see the newborn king, and when wise men in a distant land discovered a new star in the sky, announcing his birth.
Thank you.
Bethlehem was crowded with weary travelers who had filled every available space in the town. As the people slept, only Mary and Joseph witnessed the miracle that brought Jesus into the world that night. Ever since then, we have loved telling the story of that tiny village, the crowded inn, and the stable nearby.
We can't help wondering what Jesus looked like when Mary and Joseph first saw him and held him. As they laid him in the manger, did he cry? Did he hear the angel host shouting, "Glory"? Did he miss his father? Did he have any idea how much the world needed him?
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking, how we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting, welcome, holy child, welcome, holy child.
Hope that you don't mind our manger, how I wish we would have known. I've long awaited, holy stranger, make yourself at home. Please make yourself at home. your peace into our violence. Bid our hungry souls be filled. Word now breaking, heaven silence, welcome to.
Unto us is born.
Unto us is born. So wrap your injured flesh around you, breathe our air and walk our song, rob our sin.
This is a story that has been told for thousands of years. It will be preached and sung and read and shared again this Christmas around the world. This year, may each of us find someone to tell. Someone who shares our joy and our faith. Or even better, someone who still needs to know. Jesus Christ, our Savior, has been born.
Thank you.
Amen.